This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, if you were listening to the news, you've heard all of the yesterday's GOP people out there coming out against Trump. This is great. I love that these guys are this engaged now. Notice that none of these guys ever campaigned for anything, but now they're signing letters. He's been in an uphill battle since he announced his candidacy. And, you know, the media never gave him a chance, and everybody thought they were long odds. And nonetheless, he secured the nomination for president, and in the process received more primary votes than any other previous Republican candidate ever. And he shared votes with 16 other primary candidates in the process. So the voter turnout began. Now that he has the GOP nomination, you would think that right now his primary opponent would be pantsuit Clinton and the Democratic Party. And if only it were so. Pantsuit is a flawed candidate. She is corrupt. She is dishonest. She's running as the third term of the disastrous Obama 8-year presidency. Any Republican candidate, this is really a Republican race to lose. Should be a cakewalk. And regardless of experience or temperament or personality or hairstyle or any other distinguishing factor. But it isn't. Not only is Trump running against the Democratic Party, he's almost running against virtually every major media outlet as well as his own Republican Party. Now, the problem is these people that support him don't like those people that are against him. Because he still has the very strong support of we the people. You know, those that are viewed with disdain and contempt by both political parties, big media, Hollywood, academia, and all the other self-appointed know-it-alls, like the ones that were signing this letter and sending it in. Tom Ridge. What did Tom Ridge ever do besides be the first? I'm sure he was in politics before this. He apparently was so undistinguished, which is the way most of Congress is. I mean, how many, right now, everybody get out a piece of paper and write down the names of 10 members of the U.S. House of Representatives. 10. You can write 10. Wow, you're really engaged. I would be hard-pressed to come up with 10. Write down 10. Senators, there's fewer of them, so you might have to write down 15. Or let's just say 5. Write down five names of 5 senators that you can think of right now. Or 15, whichever it is. Most of Congress is unknown and does nothing really. They sit around, they wear suits, they get votes, they have money. Right now, the Alphabet Network's cable news shows and major newspapers are nothing more than campaign arms for the DNC. Then, you know, Khizr Khan, he received 50 times more coverage than Benghazi mother Pat Smith on the 3 major networks, CBS, ABC, and NBC. When George W. Bush was running for president, Code Pink and Cindy Sheehan were constantly in the news protesting the Iraq war and excoriating George Bush. Then in 2008, with a new Democrat president, the war protests went silent. Got no media coverage because they served their purpose. They now had Obama. What's new this election cycle is a number of prominent Republicans denouncing Trump or promising to actively support the candidacy of his Democrat opponent. Right now, let's see, 3 Bush administration officials, Snowcraft, Paulson, and Armitage, have said, I'm with her, and they will be supporting Hillary Clinton for president rather than the nominee of their party. That's because they're elites. None of this stuff that Hillary would do to us would she do to them, because they're elites, you see. Meg Whitman, former Republican candidate for governor in California, has endorsed Clinton, promising to raise money and campaign on her behalf. The money guys in the GOP, the Koch brothers, Karl Rove, they are passively or actively supporting Clinton. And while they're not overtly endorsing Clinton, they urge non-support for Trump and are actually withholding financial backing to any other Republican candidate who backs Trump. As an example, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson promptly lost the financial backing of the Koch brothers after speaking favorably for Donald Trump at the GOP convention. What happened to this vaunted party unity? What about all these 17 GOP primary candidates? The pledge. Ted Cruz violated it. Ted is a pretty stand-up guy, but he violated the pledge. His own pledge. If his skin is that thin, he should stay out of national politics altogether. Paul Ryan, John McCain, quite the opposite. They didn't endorse him. Ryan indicated he would be willing to sue a President Trump if he tries to limit Muslim immigration into the U.S. So, don't forget the Romney and Bush families also refusing to support the nominee of their party. How many Republicans wrote checks for and held their noses in support of members of those families when they ran for president? And yet they're royalty, right? People have been talking about, let's draft Romney. The GOP, via its leaders and the party elders, has clearly chosen sides in this current presidential campaign, and they're choosing the Democrat side. They're not choosing their side of the constituents, of the people, by not supporting their nominee or by endorsing and campaigning for his opponent. Where's the conscience that Ted Cruz speaks about? This is no longer, the Republicans are no longer the party of small government and law and order and all this other stuff. They're trying to be the party of money. So, I have always voted Republican. And for me, the litmus test falls where it does. And I'll be voting for Trump because he is the party's nominee. And what I don't, this is like being in a military unit with a bunch of guys who can't decide they got to fight one common enemy, which that means you're not in a military anymore. You're in like a mess. So Get over yourselves, people. Look at Brexit, would you, there, elite politicians? Look at what the people are doing to the politicians in Britain. That can happen here. That can happen so quick.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials. These are the weapons of Head Down. Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality. A new standard emerges in America today. Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Just to prove it ain't a party till you break something. Welcome back. Truly live now. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Truncated, of course, we are, but you know what? Seeking national reciprocity, I decided to reach out to my foils in crime. That would be the two rabble-rousing guys out of Arbalest Quarrel, Stephen D'Andrilli and Roger Katz, joining me. Guys, I see you there, Roger. Steve, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, I hear somebody's got... Anyway, are we good to go?
I'm ready. Bill, do I have the mic?
I'm ready.
Okay. Who's going first? Which one of you guys is going first?
I'll take the first shot. Howdy, folks. Am I ready to go? Do I got the green light, Bill?
You have the green light. Go.
Okay. A lot of people are talking about what we're going to talk about tonight, so I'd like to first get some consensus. What are we talking about? We're talking about what we all want. And what we all want as law-abiding citizens of the United States is we want to be able to defend ourselves and our families. That's the first thing. Now, in order to do that, we need to have some reciprocity, some standardization, because depending upon the state that you live in, each state has different requirements for the carrying of a handgun. And what we want to do is we want to be able to carry our handguns on us, loaded, concealed, and ready to go whenever we choose to, wherever we go, without limitations, without reasonable limitations. Now, because of the subject matter, there are a lot of people calling this thing many different names. So right now, I think for the purpose of our discussion, because we're in our embryonic stage here, with the advent of the recent election of Trump, we have, in our lifetimes, come to the realization that this is truly possible. In my mind, it's going to happen. It's just a question of when. So whether you call it universal carry, constitutional carry, national carry, state reciprocity, or you want to even go up a notch and diplomatic carry, let's not get hung up on it right now. What we need to do is we need to continue to talk about it. We need to exchange our ideas. And we need to spread the word and get some meaningful legislation done. Now, I have an idea. What I'd like to do, those of you who are listening, and if you're not driving and you have a free hand, please try and grab a piece of paper and a pen. And if you can't do that right now, don't worry. We're going to repeat this message several times, but there are four simple things that I think we could do to get off to a really good start. The first thing is to listen to and email Bill at bill@lockandloadradio.com. That's real simple. It's B-I-L-L at lock, L-O-C-K-A-N-D-L-O-A-D radio.com. And let him know how you feel. The second thing is check out the articles that Arbalest Quarrel is going to be writing on this subject. We're going to do a continuous series of articles. And don't get hung up on the word Arbalest Quarrel. An arbalest is a medieval crossbow, and a quarrel is something that we often do with our wives or, you know, girlfriend. Just go on www.arbalest, A-R-B-A-L-E-S-T, Quarrel, Quarrel.com, one word, and check out what we have to say. If you go on the home page, you'll see a little box there that says need to know. And if you click on it, it comes to Citizens Concealed Carry Questionnaire. And it's real simple. It's pretty exciting. Politicians can carry a handgun concealed because they make the laws. And police, because they enforce the laws. Retired police, because it's their entitlement. Judges, because they interpret the law. The rich and famous, because they really, you know, are above the law. And private bodyguards because they protect the rich and famous. Now, we know criminals don't give a hoot, so they disregard the law. And that leaves us, the average law-abiding citizen. Now, we have a little space there, and we have room for a simple comment. And by getting your comments, we will be able to get back to you on this and continue the conversation that we need to have and to get something done. Number three, there's another great website. It's called Ammo Land Shooting Sports News. And on Ammo Land, they will not only post most of our articles, but they have a host of articles from many, many individuals, many organizations such as the NRA, and you should check it out on a daily basis. It's www.ammoland.com, A-M-M-O-L-A-N-D. And if you want to look at what our list is posting, there's a box on their homepage called Search. And you just have to type in Obelisk Quarrel. You'll eventually learn how to spell it. I did. And you click in National Carry. And it will post every one of our articles in chronological order. And you will be able to also leave a comment on Ammo Land. And number four, okay, folks, this is how Donald Trump, one of the ways he got elected, mass numbers. Every one of you who feels the way we feel, go out and get 10 people to do the same three things I just told you to do. Email Bill, go on Obelisk and leave a comment, and go on Ammo Land. And before you know it, before Christmas, we'll have 250,000 people on board. And that's what we need to do. That's a good beginning. And in the other segments of this show, Roger's going to talk to you guys about some pretty interesting information on how the law applies to this. And we're going to make sure we make one thing very clear. What we're not advocating is a national federal permit or license. We're not advocating a license because the right of self-defense and the right to keep and bear arms is a right. It's not a privilege, so it cannot be licensed. It should not be licensed. And we're also not advocating federal legislation calling for a federal ID card.
We're coming up on the break. Everybody that has emailed me so far, go out there and try to find 5, 10 people. Get them to email me because we're passing all of this forward. You can check up with Arbalest Quarrels what's coming up. We'll be right back.
Think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a timeless life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather-tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
This is Lock and Load, as presented by Second Call Defense. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. All right, so we're talking about national reciprocity. And joining us now will be Roger Katz of Arbalest Quarrel. Now, Roger, it really comes down to we have to be very careful of what we ask for because we might just get it, huh?
That's absolutely correct, Bill. The big problem, well, let's back up a bit. Stephen rightfully said that we are going to get this thing through, that we are going to get a national carry, concealed handgun carry right that's going to be recognized, as it should be recognized, because we are talking about a fundamental right. We have the Second Amendment, and it's very odd that we should be talking about this at all. It should have existed all along, and yet it doesn't. I want to point out something that I talked to Bill, and Stephen became aware of it, too, the other day, when I was doing some research on the whole notion of rights and liberties. And Bill, your listeners may be interested to know or to hear that back in June of this year, the Supreme Court came down with a ruling, a decision that is quite remarkable. The majority determined that individuals, gay individuals, have a right to get married, that right that was licensed, let's say, in one particular state must be recognized in every other state. And the case, if I'm pronouncing the name right, Obergefell or Obergefell, I'm not sure, Obergefell,
Obergefell.
Okay, Bill, you got it. Versus Hodges. Hodges I got. And in this case, a number of individuals, gay couples, had filed suit in individual courts. They were then collapsed into one case. It went up before the Supreme Court. And it had to do with the fact that certain states, namely and specifically Ohio, Kentucky, Michigan, and Tennessee, did not recognize homosexual unions, at least in terms of actual recognized marriage unions. And these individuals were very concerned about that in terms of economic benefits, for one thing. And they brought to the Supreme Court the argument that their due process rights and equal protection rights under the 14th Amendment were being denied. And Kennedy, the swing vote, along with Sotomayor and Stephen Breyer and Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Elena Kagan, all agreed that these individuals do have a fundamental right that must be recognized by every state of the union. And yet, the Constitution doesn't talk about this at all. And Scalia and Thomas, actually Thomas wrote a scathing dissent, and Scalia added his name to it. And they basically said this: there may be some due process considerations, but be that as it may, what the majority did was create a new right, a substantive due process right that went far beyond anything that existed before. Now, let's put that in the perspective of a right that we do know is fundamental, the right to keep and bear arms. It's the right of every American citizen, a right that he or she has to exercise. It's not a privilege. It doesn't come from the state. And yet, here we are having to justify our exercise of that right in every state of the union. Why not, if it's recognized that I can carry concealed in my state of Ohio, why can I not carry my handgun concealed in New York or New Jersey? If New York and New Jersey and all these other states are going to recognize a gay marriage union, well, and that's not even mentioned in the Constitution, in the Bill of Rights, why is there so much, why are we even discussing the matter of having each state of the union and the U.S. territories recognize what should be so obvious? That an individual has the right of the Second Amendment guarantee to keep and bear arms in his personal self-defense as recognized since the Constitution was ratified back in the 18th century. So if we put it in that perspective, it should go without saying that, of course, we're going to have national carry. So the fact that we have to jump through hoops in order to get this passed, the question is how. And if we're running up against the clock now, Bill,
We got 2 minutes.
Okay, 2 minutes. And so
when we get back, I do want to ask you one question when we get back from the break, but just so you know as we're leading into this, but we do have 2 minutes. Go!
Okay, so back in February of 2015, we had 4 bills that were drafted by Republicans. There wasn't one Democrat on this. 3 of them came out of the House, one out of the Senate. They're essentially the same. And basically what they say is this. And by the way, they are just draft bills. They haven't been enacted. They're not in law. They haven't even been taken out of committee. But basically they say if an individual has a valid concealed handgun carry permit issued by one state, that license must be recognized by every other state that happens to have a concealed handgun carry license, a law.
Let me just interject briefly.
We got a minute.
Analyze those bills in future discussions on Bill's show, and we're going to also write extensively on those bills. So that's why I suggest people contact Bill by email, look at Obelisk Quarrel, look at Ammo Land, because you're going to find out a wealth of information, and we're going to digest this information, and we're going to write the right kind of legislation to get what we want done. Remember what we want? We want to be able to carry our handguns in every state.
When we get back, for all of you that are interested in this, some of you have already emailed me. Those of you that have already emailed me, one quick request for you to cultivate over the holiday season. Go find like-minded people. There's plenty of them out there. Get them to email me, too. If they're not hearing me, turn them on to me. If not, get them just to email me. Let me put their name in this pile that Arbalest is putting together, because they're going to act on this. And when one of these days I'm going to start the show and it's actually going to be able to go on time, we'll be right back. See, now my clock's off.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
for P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
Paid attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load, brought to you by Second Call Defense. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Joined again by the guys from Arbalest Quarrel as we continue to seek national carry, national recognition of carry. Roger, real quick question. I would have thought, maybe not so much so with the Heller decision, but didn't the McDonald decision, didn't that sort of lay to rest this whole 10th Amendment thing to where the states, you know, the states are going to get out there and claim states' rights, even though they want the feds to be supreme on everything else. Didn't that sort of lay that to rest?
Well, actually, the McDonald case didn't really deal so much with the 10th Amendment rights of the state to exercise those rights that are not well, that have been left to them. Basically, the Constitution is a our Constitution is a Constitution of limited rights and powers of the federal government. All other rights and powers rest with the states or with the people. That was the purpose of the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. What the McDonald case did was basically extend the Heller decision to make it applicable to the states. So whereas the Bill of Rights is basically a check on federal government power, it doesn't say anything about the states. And so you had states that would argue that, well, the Heller decision doesn't impact on us because it's simply an acknowledgement that the federal government cannot cannot violate the Second Amendment without a very good reason to do so. And then it would need a very, very carefully defined laws that are minimally attack the Second Amendment. But basically, it was under the 14th Amendment that Heller was extended to the state. That's all it did. It said, what the decision that we made, that the right of the people to keep and bear arms as an individual right and the right of self-defense under that also extends to the state under the 14th Amendment due process clause. And so the states cannot deny the efficacy of the Heller case by reason of the fact that they happen to be state governments rather than the federal government. And that's all. So they work together. And
The danger here, the thing that worries you the most, is that the feds will actually be the ones that are the issuing authority for us to be able to carry throughout the United States. That's the thing you're trying to avoid, right?
Yes, that was my big concern with the legislation, the draft legislation that presently exists. Basically, it begins with two forms of identification that a person needs in order to be permitted lawfully to carry a concealed weapon in every other state. Or in every other state that has a concealed weapon type of law. And basically what these draft legislations do is say, look, you need a valid, unrestricted concealed carry permit issued by your state. Then you need a document, a federal ID document with your picture on it that's issued by the United States government. That possibly can become a backdoor to federal registration of firearms. And I'd be very, very leery about that. Basically, look, I have no problem with the federal government basically saying that we leave it to the states, but they must recognize that every individual who is not under disability, hasn't committed a felony, has not been committed to a mental hospital, that kind of type of disability, he is permitted to carry in every other state. And they should leave it at that. But as soon as they start saying, well, you need a federal ID and you need this, that, and the other issued by the federal government, then we have a real problem. Because then the
and
federal
Roger,
government...
That, and Roger and Bill, that's the reason why we need to get your listeners on this program active. We are going to make sure, Roger and I are going to do our best to make sure that whatever the outcome is, whatever legislation is written, that it conforms with the standards of the United States Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and we do not have a far-reaching federal outreach. We do not want a federal ID card or registration system. It's we need your readers to email you and first say, yes, I'm interested in our general goal. And that goal is what I said from the beginning. I want to be able to carry my handgun on my person, loaded and concealed in my home state and in every state for self-defense when I so please.
Yeah, but we don't want any unintended consequences. That's
correct. But we
that's
can't do it ourselves.
We need
input. We need a conversation. And if the listeners here get active and everybody gets 10 people and those people get 10 people and so on, we can start this thing rolling. And politicians only get involved with something when they think they're going to be voted out of office. So when we have a half a million, 1 million, 2 million, 3 million names, and we have all these good citizens, which we can prove, saying, all right, guys, you're either going to vote what we want or we're going to vote you out of office. Well, now we're going to get what we want. That's why I said I'm not doubting that we're going to get this. It's just a question of when and how quick.
And also
the faster that everybody gets together, the faster we're going to get on the right track.
Roger, we got about, I'll tell you what. Let me just throw this out there, and I'll let you finish it off, okay? Everybody that wants this, email me, bill@lockandloadradio.com, or go to lockandloadradio.com and find the contact form. or bill@lockandloadradio, whichever one you want to do, email it to me. I'm going to be giving it to these guys. Now, Roger is the, in a football analogy, he's the guy up in the top of the things calling the plays, and he's sending Steven down and saying, break that wedge on kickoff, you crazy, crazy dude, you. And that's what they're doing. They're tag teaming on this. So we got about a minute and 20 seconds left here, Roger. I will let you finish it out.
Okay, thanks, Bill. Yeah, basically what I would like to see is a situation that we have similar to driver's licenses. Motorist has a driver's license issued by one state, and it's recognized by every other state. The federal government doesn't get involved in this. And an individual, I'm living in Ohio, I don't have to obtain a driver's license in Indiana or Illinois or any other state and have basically a deck of cards of licenses in order to be able to drive lawfully in every other state. That's what I would like to see. Basically, that the states work these things out, and many of them have. We have Tennessee that already has reciprocity with about 30 other states. But as I said, where the federal government could smooth things over is simply to recognize that, it's not necessary for the states basically to have all these separate reciprocity agreements. We simply recognize the fact that it's in the interest of the people and consistent with the import and purport of the Bill of Rights that this be done, and leave it at that.
Arbalus will be back with me on Tuesday. We're about to roll into the second hour. This is Lock and Load. Friendship with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.